This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Asia from MainTool, who has a slightly different approach to making a smartwatch. Asia, do you want to tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, what we have done is basically we have combined the best of the wearable world. We have put all the electronics of a wearable device into a regular watch strap, and we have combined the traditional Swiss watchmaking with the technology.
Okay, so you've got a very small piece of electronics that goes into the strap?
Exactly, we have a very small piece that has different functionalities, like a skin temperature, ambient temperature, heart rate sensor, activity tracking, sleep tracking. We have a hidden button to reject calls or other functionalities, and also a vibration motor to receive your notifications.
Okay, and does that pair with the smartphone?
Yeah, we use BLE to connect with the smartphone, and you can check everything in the mobile app, and then you can see like all your statistics and everything you need.
Okay, and how are you bringing this to market?
Our approach is B2B. We believe in traditional brand Swiss heritage of watches. So as we have seen also here, 90% of the people attend an event, like they are wearing their regular watch. So that's why we believe that we had to focus on B2B and help watch companies to make wearable devices that actually they are not really good at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it looks really good from the prototypes you've got here, that you can have your nice leather strap, you've got your expensive watch, and yet it still has all that functionality that you associate with fitness trackers and things like that.
Actually that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to combine that some fitness and health functionalities, as we don't have a screen, like we don't have an Android Wear like other companies or Apple Watch, so we thought that it was not necessary at the moment. Like the screen is not good enough for us, like it doesn't add a lot of value, so that's why we decided to keep it away. And we believe to improve the battery life. We have 20 days battery life, and then you can just with magnetic charging in a couple of hours you can charge it. But in case you don't have battery, like you cannot do it, but with Android devices or Apple Watch you cannot see the time. So at least with our device, like you can see the time.
That's great. And do you have any idea when we might see some of your products coming to market?
Actually the idea is nowadays we are with pre-orders and pre-production. And watch companies will announce around this month, summer, and it's going to be launched with watch companies in September, October.
That's great. Look, thanks very much, Asia.
Thank you very much.